All right, I apologize in advance for my voice because I relentlessly refuse to accept the idea that I can get sick and in complete denial of reality. Heck, why not? Everybody else is in this country. Why not me too? Came in and tried to do a show today. Texter writes, I hope you feel better soon, Tara. Hot beef broth emergency daytime cold relief. Fix vapor. I've done it all, folks. I'm on it all. I'm even on prescription steroids trying to shrink my vocal cords. When I get sick, I've got nodules on my vocal cords from doing this. And I feel fine, by the way. I just automatically, I lose my voice because of that. So I'm already into the prescription strength territory. Thank you very much. And it's not working very well. So there you go. Now, if everybody else can deny reality, why not me too? I just decided to identify as not being sick today. And unfortunately, the physical reality of that did not go along with my wishes, as so often happens when folks want to identify as something they're not. All right, 800-347-1063, text line, Common Sense Retirement Planning, text line 71307. Folks, we have a fourth state of government, a fourth branch of government, it's deep state. And it is the deep state's contention that it does not it does not answer to Congress. And that is terrifying. Folks, that is the situation that exists in banana republics. That is the situation that currently exists in China and in Russia and now here. I don't think I'm exaggerating. You got to understand something, okay? The media will never explain this to you. The people in Congress have the security clearances to see anything the deep state is doing on these committees. That's why they're set up that way. That's why they have security clearances. To oversee the deep state, to oversee the intelligence community's investigations. Folks, I can't even keep up literally reporting to you the crimes that we are finding out the deep state has committed. I mean, this Flynn thing is a mess. I'm going to get into that in a bit. But I want you to know about this. This absolute outrage. I mean, we live in a country where we have whistleblower laws. Because Congress, which used to oversee the deep state, but now the deep state, now Congress answers to the deep state, it seems many days, decided that people had to have the ability to blow the whistle on agencies committing crimes in our federal government, particularly our police agencies. And folks, when the police are crooked in your country's done. It's over. And I'm afraid that's what I'm looking at this morning. And so a whistleblower by law has to follow certain protocols when they have evidence of a crime. So, I mean, you can't just take classified information out of an agency and give it to whoever you want in the media, although that happens every day and no one's prosecuted if it's information that makes Trump look bad. But you can't take classified information out of an agency, say you thought it was a crime, and give it to whoever you want. You can't do that. But if you turn it over to certain people, there's certain congressional subcommittees, the Inspector General of the Department of Justice, in accordance with federal law, you get whistleblower protection. They can't retaliate against you, can't put you in prison, can't treat you like a criminal. So this whistleblower, Dennis Nathan Cain, should have been protected. He did it textbook. He has evidence, one, that Hillary committed crimes, but two, that the FBI knew about it and helped her cover it up. And insanely, it was not FBI agents' doors to their homes that were kicked in. It was not Hillary's door that was kicked in. It was Dennis Nathan Cain. Even though he'd done everything that he was supposed to by the book. So naturally, Congress, still of the apparently mistaken belief that it oversees these intelligence agencies, demanded that the FBI send 16 of their jackbooted thugs to this man's house, provide documents to the Judiciary Committee. This is exactly the committee that's supposed to hear this. What's your justification for the raid? Tell us. We got the security clearances. Tell us. You're not going to, if there's an investigation into this man for other crimes, you're not going to compromise him. Tell us. Tell us what it is. Come justify your raid, right? They had a Wednesday deadline, folks. It's Friday. They just blew it off. Just blew it off. So now what? Now what? They're going to stand by where they frame this guy too? Add him to the list? What'll they try to trick him into making false statements to them? Isn't that their MO now? Try to trick him into that, knowing full well they'll bankrupt him. By the time it comes to the plea deal, he won't have the money to fight. He's a regular person. That's what to do, isn't it? Again, when you consider the guy had documents related to the Uranium One controversy. Keep in mind what we know about the Uranium One controversy. By federal law, if you have Russian infiltration or any infiltration by a foreign power of sensitive industries, like our uranium industry, like our nuclear industry, like things like that, they have to tell Congress it's the law. If they do not, and they know about it, it is breaking the law. If they do not inform Congress before a deal is passed, they have broken the law. Mueller did this. He broke the law. It's textbook. And so we already know that. So now this guy, Dennis Kane, gave the Justice Department Inspector General documents related to Uranium One controversy, wrongdoing by Hillary Clinton of a criminal nature, but also evidence that the FBI knew and covered it up. Didn't investigate. Gave her the dual justice system treatment. 16 agents raided his house, folks. And they are refusing. FBI director is just, I'm not going to give you the justification. Listen, if you guys are innocent, you got a criminal investigation going into this guy's doing some bad stuff. Just bring it to us. Just bring it to us. Show us. We got the clearances to see it. They just didn't respond. Just blew Congress off. They answered nobody now, folks. Nobody. There is nothing they won't get away with if they don't answer to anybody. Here's another one. John Huber. You know him? He was subpoenaed yesterday to appear before Congress. Yep. He's supposed to be investigating Hillary, but has not interviewed a single witness, at least as of 2 months ago. It's been going on for a year. Remember when people were demanding a special prosecutor and Jeff Sessions says, no. When he's our attorney general, he says, no. I'll put this Democrat over here, John Huber, in charge. He'll get to the bottom of it. And I laughed at that. Hadn't done thing one until the last month. Just sat on it. So members of Congress call him and they want to know what he's up to. Again, they've got the security clearances to hear this stuff. He just didn't show. No explanation. No, sorry, my dog died. My wife's in the hospital. Just didn't show. Because he's got nothing. He's done left. Nothing. He's, I'm sure, protecting Hillary too, or he would have shown up. What does this say? That the FBI and the Department of Injustice consider Congress to be toothless, a joke. And what it says, conclusively, decisively, is that they answer to no one. Keep in mind, folks, we are sitting here. We got about 2 days left of the Republican Congress actually being seated in their seats. 2 business days, because they're on vacation right now. We'll get into that in a minute. And they have not answered over 30 subpoenas, some of which are over a year old, wanting to know basic things like which FBI agents, again, were involved in putting the dossier, the FISA court request together. Just give us their names. Nope, can't have that. All the subpoena requests that they gave to the FBI just blew them off. Just blew them the heck off. They answered to nobody, folks. They are a dog off the chain. They can do anything they want right now. Anything. And with the Democrats about to take over, we've now got one house, the Senate, capable of overseeing them. Not that they will answer any of the requests for comment, folks. We now, folks, this is the sign. This is it. This is the moment of history. We now have a fourth branch of government that siphons the dollars, your tax dollars, answers to no one, and commits political persecution using a twisted version of the law day in and day out. This is an absolute outrage. Should be the biggest story today, but what should be the biggest story never is. Good morning. And again, excuse my voice this morning. I apologize. Texter writes, good morning, Tara. Sounds like you need some rock and rye with warm honey. That'll soothe your throat. Hey, by the way, speaking of, I don't know what the deal is with South Carolina. Do you know that in terms of like just this year, flu, cold, all of that kind of sick stuff, the crud, we have the highest rate, highest incidence of it per capita in the whole country. We're the sickest state in the country right now. We have more crud. So I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's warm weather. I don't know why they don't have this in Florida. There's warm weather there too, but we are just apparently germ-ridden people. If you're a parent like me, my entire life is a petri dish. It is. Somebody's always sick in my house. 800-347-1063. Text line 71307. Texter writes, the House of Representatives could defund these agencies if they were serious about getting compliance. They could. Now, they're not serious about getting compliance. They're serious about looking like they're trying to get compliance. I think these people fear, I think members of Congress fear the deep state. And the deep state has gotten to the point where they're not even trying to pretend anymore that they answer to Congress. They just do what they want. And that's where you saw, that's where you saw, I mean, you kick in a man's door, you send 16 FBI agents to a whistleblower's house to turn his home upside down because he has given evidence that Hillary committed crimes in Uranium One and that the FBI knew about it but did nothing. And Congress simply wants to know behind closed doors what's justification. If they had one, don't you think they'd have shown up? Didn't bother. They know there's no consequences. They're off the chain, folks. I had a text a minute ago. I want to read it because I can't answer this question. Oh, here we go. I know everyone keeps saying the rank and file FBI agents are still good guys, but at what point do these good guys stand up and take a stand against the agency that has obviously gone rogue? Well, they can't. If you go whistleblower, there's going to be 16 of them in your living room. And by the time you're done, even if you somehow win, even if you are absolutely legally in the right, you're going to be bankrupt. You can't win. I wouldn't blow the whistle on him if I was in the FBI. It's hopeless. If Congress won't back you, if Congress, members of Congress who have demanded, gave them a deadline of Wednesday to turn over the justification for this raid, and they didn't even respond, how will they protect a whistleblower? They can't. They won't. You will be on your own, and they will destroy you. And that is where, would you think people didn't see this in the intel communities? Maybe the few, and I know there's got to be a handful of good people in each of these agencies. Not many, though. Can't be. Look who's been doing the hiring for 20 years. Robert Mueller, you think he hired good people who care about America? You kidding me? Think Comey did? No, they used the FBI and the DOJ as political patronage. And now this. Yes, you know, I can remember in my life, did you remember this? I remember growing up in the shadow of the USSR, the Soviet Union, and laughing at them. They would say the most absurd stuff, like we were supposed to believe this crap they would say, right? And you knew it was all from the Politburo, right? It was all from the state media. It was all lies. And it was so silly and outrageous, right? And like, how, you know, do Russian people actually believe that stuff? Now we're hearing this stuff from our own intel community. Did you see this? Peter Strzok, the disgraced FBI agent, and his lover, who was not his wife, somebody else is, Lisa Page. She's married to somebody else. Messages from the Mueller probe lost. Oh, we just lost them. Wait, I'm sorry. Here's what the mainstream media is not going to tell you about this. You got to dig to find it. Do you remember when Robert Mueller fired Peter Strzok? Because it was brought to his attention that Strzok and Page were trading these, you know, we hate Trump, we're going to get him text messages, right? So he fires him from the probe. And do you realize that the messages were wiped from their phones after Mueller knew and had fired them? Now, I know this could sound nuts, but there's something called FOIA law in this country, where if you work for the people, every work product produced that has any even tangential relationship to their government work is the property of the people of this country. That is the law. It's called FOIA. You must preserve it. It's not optional. Yet we're told, oh, we lost it. We lost the incriminating text messages. So sorry. How'd you lose them? Oh, we ordered the phone wiped. You ordered the phone wiped after you found out they were trading text messages that compromised your investigation? Yeah, I did. Wow, okay, that's a violation of FOIA law. So, you know, watch a local county administrator attempt that. If all they get is fired, they're lucky. That's a violation of the law. Mueller did it. So you're supposed to believe today, Strzok Page, the headline, Strzok Page messages from Mueller probe lost after phone resets. Lost? No. They were erased in violation of law. Again, after Mueller knew they were trading them. So there's no accident here. This is like something that come out of the Soviet Politburo. Oh, sure. Yeah. Okay. Fine. Yeah. They got lost. Texter writes, oh, Terry, you sound like you're in pain this morning. Hope you are feeling better soon. I'm actually not in pain. I feel great. I have nodules, and a lot of people in radio do. I have nodules on my vocal cords from projecting. It, you hear me speaking, I'm practically yelling in here to get the volume I want and the sort of enunciation that I want. We do this. And so over time, you get nodules on your throat, which normally is on your vocal cords, no big deal. But when I get sick, my vocal cords swell and I sound like this. But I'm not that sick, actually. So, you know, thanks for putting up with it. I apologize. Texter writes, you are a much loved celebrity around here. Oh, some of my trolls on the text line would argue with that, but thank you. We care and worry about you. Try to get that extra 26 seconds of rest that's available to you each week. Well, I do, sir. I lock myself in the bathroom when I don't necessarily need to be there. And I'm doing the research for you, so thank you. Not for long, though. That only lasts 5 minutes, usually with the little hands under the door. Ma! All right. Text line 71307. Toll free 800-347-1063 is the call-in line. I'm going to do something noteworthy coming up in the next segment. I'm going to, and it won't be painful, I promise. I'm going to defend the Democrats. Wait, what? What kind of meds you taking, Terry? You'll see what I mean. Coming up, you need to know this. It's going to be interesting, actually. And it will probably never happen again on the show. So you might as well stick around. Next.
Things that make you go, hmm.
Yeah, like, how do we get so close to Christmas so fast? 11 days till Christmas, folks. I don't mean to stress you out or anything if you're not done shopping. But if it'll make you feel better, those hard to shop for folks on your list. New survey out. Nobody's going to remember what you got them. Now, they aren't going to have a clue. Like a year from now, people will forget the majority of gifts you give them. Yep, people have already forgotten more than half the present they got for Christmas last year. I think about it, I don't even know what I got. If I thought about it for a while, I guess I could, I don't know. Yeah, and if you think about it, it really is hard, like I said, to remember what you got. So, no stress. Although, I think if you get this, you will remember it for life. Did you hear, talk about a society swirling around the toilet bowl, what the hottest toy gift is this year? Christmas toy gift. This is real. This is not a joke. From the New York Post. If you want to get, especially your elementary school daughter or granddaughter, the thing, you must procure a poopsie slime surprise unicorn. If you're not familiar, it is a $50 unicorn doll that poops glittery slime out the back of its heart-shaped rear end. It is the hottest Christmas gift this season. No, I can see this. This made complete intuitive sense to me when I saw this. Because right now, I am an expert on all things elementary school, as I have an entire pack of elementary school children. There is nothing hotter right now than slime. And there is no, if you are an elementary school parent, your head is nodding in the car right now. Slime, you got to have slime. That, and to be able to, and you got to be an expert at Fortnite, and man, you have it made. But for the girls, there is no cooler slime than glitter slime. I mean, you got glitter slime, man, you are it. And I mean, if you've got a unicorn that can poop glitter slime. Warning, though, to you, if you're going to get the glitter slime pooping unicorn, the glitter poop can become hard to clean if you let it sit for too long. They want to warn you about this. If you let it harden inside the unicorn, you may have to perform a toothpick colonoscopy to clear up the situation. $50. But I tell you what, you know what? If you buy a $50 glitter pooping slime unicorn, they ought to just go ahead and take away your voter registration at that point, don't you think? Just no other questions asked. Just, you know what, sir, step away from the voter booth. No, you were not qualified to cast a ballot in the United States of America. You're not qualified. All right, there you go. I've said enough. 800-347-1063, text line 71307. Meanwhile. Wow, okay. You know what the story should be today? Do you realize that Trump has been begging the Republican-controlled Congress to fund the wall for 2 years? You know that, right? And that they have the votes in the House to do it. But Paul Ryan, as I've told you many times, leader of the Republicans, will not bring the wall up for a vote. Well, what Trump and the Republicans are counting on right now is that you do not know the Republicans are still in charge, right? Because everybody saw the big midterm election. They think that the Democrats are in charge. They're not. They haven't taken the House over yet. They won't till next year. So in order to prevent, to skirt, to get away, to tick off the last days of the year so as not to have to fund the wall, take a listen to what the Republicans in Congress are doing. Not the Democrats, not Nancy and Chuck, the Republicans in Congress.
Lawmakers are giving themselves just 3 working days to avoid a government shutdown. Congress is out on a nice little break until Wednesday, leaving very little time to come up with a deal.
Jillian Turner is live in Washington with the latest on the fight for border funding.
President Trump's holding his ground, insisting he won't be deterred from his pursuit of the wall after his Wednesday Oval Office meeting with Democratic leadership.
We need border security. Whatever it takes to get border security, I will do it. I pledged that a long time ago, and I will pledge it always.
The president's Border Patrol chief chiming in on Fox News yesterday in support of her boss.
We certainly do need a wall. If you talk to any Border Patrol agent, they will tell you that. This is something that we've been doing for the last 30 years. We have identified across the entire Southwest border areas that wall makes sense, and I have prioritized that based on the operational requirements from my field leadership.
Now, lawmakers in the House and Senate need to pass 7 spending bills to keep the government open past next Friday, December 21st. But the House has now left town. They don't plan to meet again until the evening of Wednesday, the 19th, meaning when they come back, they'll have just...
Sorry, that got cut off 2 days. This is how they're getting out of funding the wall. Yeah, now, wait, you see, wait a minute, hold on. You're like, wait, did not Trump just have that meeting with Nancy and Chuck and blame them for not funding the wall? They're not in Congress yet. I mean, they're not in control anyway. They will be next year. And then we will be their fault. Mm-hmm. Should he not have had the Republican leadership in? Well, yeah, theoretically. And that's the big secret. Republicans did this. They did. They did this. Now, there are the votes in the House to pass it, but Paul Ryan will not allow it to come up for a vote. But see, Trump can't win that way. Because if he points out to you that it's the Republicans stopping the wall right now, that'll change in January. Then he loses. He loses the whole debate. Everyone will just say, well, why are you asking the Dems to do what your own party won't? So this is why he's focusing on the Democrats. He's already fast-forwarding. But folks, this is how they have abandoned you. They're just leaving town. They don't care. They've had 2 years. They've had 2 years. And coming up, I'm going to play you. This is so rare. I never have a clip like this. The Republican in this next clip is lying and the Democrat is not. I've never seen this happen before, but you know, hey, once in a lifetime, right? I'll explain. And by the way, did you see this 7-year-old girl died on the border? I'm going to tell you why she died and how the wrong person's going to get to blame for it. All that coming up next. All right. Well, a lot of folks weighing in on this year's most popular children's toy, the glitter slime, according to the New York Post, not me. The glitter slime pooping unicorn who sometimes gets constipated. Which, I mean, I understand. It makes perfect sense. Glitter and slime, two of the most, you know, hottest things this year with the elementary set. Texter writes, Tara, this is Patrick from the newsroom. Hey, Patrick. I know what I'm getting you this year. Oh, no, you're not. No, do not even drop that thing off in my office. I will not be seen with it. But thank you. Thanks for the thought. Just the thought that counts, Patrick. Keep the money. $50 for a glitter slime pooping unicorn. Hottest toy of the year. Texter writes, Sarah, where can I get some glitter slime? I need some gifts for my daughter's swim buddies. That's Ashley. No, seriously, this is a big deal. If you're thinking, you know, no, this is what my daughter and I are doing this. We're giving slime for Christmas this year. Don't laugh. No, they make it. It's glitter slime. It's on Walmart. You get it $2.47, right? And then you get the glue activator. And that'll cost you like $5. Right? So you give them each a bag of slime. You're thinking slime. Yeah, no, just do it. Slime. Your child would be the hot. It's the best gift. Really cheap. So what the elementary set wants. I tell you, you know, we are. This is what we're doing this afternoon. We're making slime gifts for her friend. She's going to a slumber party. Listen, don't ask. Just go with it. That's what I've learned as a parent. You don't ask. Just go with it. Texter writes, Tara, slime is rated as one of this year's unsafe toys because of its ingredients. Oh, well, the heck with that. You know what? It dries up so fast anyway, they just throw it out. Also, glitter is the worst tickets ever. No. You got to get the Elmer's glue. No, get the Elmer's glue with the glitter already in it. No, it's not. And it doesn't even stick either. I love that stuff. $2.47 at Walmart. You're done for all your kids' friends. Texture writes, glitter, slime, and perfume lotion mixed together so the slime is scented. Sigh. Ah, brilliant idea. Texter writes, Trump said he could get it passed in the House in 2 seconds. Nancy tried to goad him into doing that, but he wouldn't. That would make a statement. Well, see, no, he can't because Paul Ryan's been blocking the votes. But he's right. There are the votes in the House. Okay, so let me tell you what has happened here because the media is going to spin this hard all weekend. It's going to sound terrible. And the one person in Washington who is not responsible for the horrific tragedy of this 7-year-old girl dying in custody will get to blame, and that's Trump. He's blameless for this. But that's not going to matter. Once the media gets into this. Do you hear about this 7-year-old girl? This is just ripped my heart out. I have a 7-year-old. I know how sweet and innocent they are at this age. And as a mom, it rips my heart out. She died. Why did she die? Because those ICE agents are brutal and heartless. No. She was only in their custody for 8 hours when she died. She died because the people claiming to be her family who brought her across the border didn't give her food or water for 3 days. That'll kill you. And it did. She went into shock. That is not unusual, folks. I played you the audio before of a border agent talking about what it's like for border agents to watch. In this case, it was a 9-year-old boy just abandoned at the border after the illegals had used him to get into the country. They watched him die alone in the heat. He had a heat stroke. They see this all the time. Children are dying at our border because the utter contemptible selfishness of the Republican and Democrat leadership, not Trump. He's the only one who's tried to stop it. Now, why are they bringing children to the border? I'm glad you asked. Because Obama told them to. He passed an executive order, which Trump tried to overturn, but the judge overruled him. Remember when he tried to end catch and release? And what it said was, if you come here and if you can get yourself a kid, any kid, if you're with a kid, doesn't matter if it's your kid, then they have to let you go after 20 days. And a court ruling during the Obama administration 2015 by a liberal judge said the same thing. So if you come here by yourself as an adult, you will, under the Trump administration, be held until you're deported. But if you come here in a family group, they have to let you go after 20 days. So you got to get yourself a kid. I mean, you have got to get one. And this is why the cartels and the smugglers are selling children and why they end up dumped at the border and dead. Can't even, these kids aren't even given food and water. So if you want to know whose fault this was, it'll be the one person the media doesn't blame. Not ICE, not the Border Patrol, not Trump, but the Republicans. He has begged to fix these problems since June. And what did they do? They took a vacation. One last fall asleep, fall down on the job, guys. Thank you. By the way, here's a rare thing. You don't see much. This is a Republican lying in this clip and the Democrat telling the truth. It's so rare, I got to play it. It's Kevin McCarthy, who unfortunately is the new GOP leader. He's going to be the minority leader. And he wants you to think he wants a border wall. He doesn't. Neither does Paul Ryan. And so he's up there and he's on the floor and he's blaming the Democrats for the fact that the border wall has not passed, counting on that you don't know that the Republicans, not the Democrats, are still in charge and that he doesn't need Democrat votes to pass it right now. Not in the House anyway. Here you go.
You know what the solution is? Sit down with us and come to a compromise. Not that it's your way or no way.
These are bills that are your bill.
Okay. So he's saying sit down with us. He's talking about the border wall. We'll get it done, blah, blah, blah. He's lying. The Democrat is telling the truth. He's saying these are your bills. We're in a minority right now until we take office in January. What are we talking about, Kevin? But Kevin lies. Cheats on his wife, too, by the way. Yeah. He was the chamber's pick to be the speaker when Paul Ryan got it. But then the Department of Homeland Security spied on him and caught him cheating with a woman who was not his wife, although he has a wife, Renee Elmers, another Congress member. So he didn't get the speakership last time. But now they finally got him in the driver's seat where they wanted him. He's a crook. Kevin McCarthy, folks. By the way, the number one funder for our soon-to-be congressman here from his PAC. That'll be great.
You know what the solution is? Sit down with us and come to a compromise. Not that it's your way or no way.
Okay, so he's pretending like it's the Democrats keeping the border law while he just went on vacation to prevent having to pass the border wall. Here's the Democrat telling the truth.
These are bills that are your bills that we compromised on, and we are prepared to vote for 99%. 99%.
Texter writes, glitter slime unicorn sounds like they know their target demographic. Capitalism, exclamation point. I'm all for it. Yeah, me too.